Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Good afternoon, everybody. Welcome to Marks and Reese live from Jigs and Beats in South Philadelphia. Happy Friday, Johnny Marks, Mr. Ike Reese. What's up, Ikey?
Johnny Marks, holla at your boy.
We actually have a really good sports weekend this weekend.
We do?
We do. Well, listen, there's already Phillies fans in the house. We have alumni weekend after a short but important win last night for the Phillies. So
we'll take it. We'll take it.
We'll take it for sure, even though it didn't give you a chance to get the over in the game there, Ike.
But, it's all right. The Phillies to win is the most important thing there.
You're damn right.
That's all that matters.
So listen to this. We have such a big show today. Michael Jack Schmidt's going to join us at 4 o'clock ahead of Alumni Weekend. He'll obviously be in the house as they're celebrating some players from the 1980 team. So Mike Schmidt joins us at 4 o'clock.
Greatest Philly of all time.
Greatest Philly of all time. Where did he fall on our list? We had to break it to him.
Oh, man.
Number two.
Number two.
Who the hell was number one?
Yep.
Allen Iverson, really?
Yeah.
But, yes, the second best athlete, according to our listeners.
Yeah, according to the delusional listeners we have.
Yes, of all time in Philadelphia. But he joins us coming up at 4 o'clock. That's going to be a lot of fun. Eagles, no practice today. Open practice on Sunday. A lot of people are going down to that. Let me ask you this, Ike, because I feel like that we're far enough along in training camp, and there's still a lot of time to go, but we're far enough along to where, all right, you had your thoughts going into training camp of what you thought of the team. Now you've seen, and just right before the first preseason game, we're going to start to have open practices and things like that, or dual practices with other teams. The over-under is 9.5 for the Eagles on the season. Over-under 9.5 wins. I feel like I know where you're going with this bet already, but are you still standing strong with an over?
I am. I'm still there. I'm not ready to come off of 12 wins just yet. It's been a little bit slow start to training camp for the offense, but I like where the defense is at. I do like some of the things that the offense is doing. We just got to start pushing the ball down the field a little bit more. I think that's going to come as the weeks move along here in training camp. And, you know, I'm until they lose a game that they're not supposed to lose, I'm at 12-5. You know, I'm at 12-5. And so, I still feel good about that. I still feel good about 12-5.
And I'm going to guess most of the people we talk to today, and it's 215-592-9494, Marks and Reese, live from Chickies and Pete's, 215-592-9494, are going to say over because there's still a lot of people that are not only optimistic but are bullish on this Eagles team. But just based on what I've seen so far in training camp, and, yeah, we're talking about practice, but not just Jalen Hurts, but the offense, I haven't seen the jump or the bump or whatever I was expecting from the offense. The defense has looked good, and I expected that going in. Maybe I'm underrating how good the defense can be, but I needed to see a reason why this offense was going to be different this year. Not only just different, but much different, much more explosive, to where you're not relying on the run and the quarterback using his legs. A.J. Brown's here. Devontae Smith's in year two. Dallas Goedert's trying to establish himself as a top tight end in the league. I needed to see the passing game really take a jump and take a jump early in training camp. I haven't seen that, so I have to stick with right there at 9. Right there at 9, and now you're relying on luck to get into the playoffs. You could be 9-8. Last year you got in. You're 9-8 this year.
Yeah, I don't think you get in. I think you need 10 to get in.
I agree.
Yeah.
Yeah, like the NFC is, you have too many teams that are right there in that same area to where nine's probably not going to get you in. So I still look at this team as a borderline playoff team. And listen, you know what's going to take to get you to the 10, 11, and 12, and I guess you're expecting this? More development out of the offense. Yeah. More develop out of the offense. I don't think you can run your way to 10, 11, 12 wins. So I see a lot like last year. I see about the same team this year. Maybe they do it in a little bit different ways, but I'm seeing the same team that I saw last year, Ike.
Well, you definitely can't run your way to double-digit wins. I don't believe so. Not today's game. And we don't have those type of backs. If we had Derrick Henry, okay, maybe. You know, Jonathan Taylor, okay, maybe. But our rushing attack is really based on a committee, not an elite back like Derrick Henry.
You know, and the quarterback running too.
Yes, that's what I'm saying. And Jalen Hurts is part of our rushing committee. So I think it's going to be hard to do it that way. Even if you look at Baltimore and the way they were able to do it a few years ago, I believe their stable of backs that year with Lamar rushing for over 1,000 yards was a more dynamic rushing attack.
Yeah, agreed.
You know, I think they had Mark Ingram that year, Gus Edwards. J.K. Dobbins may have been a rookie that year. So they had, you know, Kenny Gainwell's not really a running back. He's just a running back by position. He's more of a receiver out of the backfield than he is actually running the football. And Boston Scott, as much as we love him, is best used in doses, small doses, no pun intended. You use him more than 8, 9, 10 carries a game in consecutive weeks, you may not get the same type of production. Unless it's the Giants you're playing 2 out of 3 of those weeks, then you will. And then Miles Sanders.
Wild card.
Yeah. I mean, sure, he has the ability to be a 1,200-yard rusher, 1,300-yard rusher. Hasn't done it yet.
No.
Hasn't done it yet.
No, and you're right.
And I don't know if Jalen's going to run with as much freedom as he ran with last year. And a lot of those rushing yards came on passing plays.
Yeah. Yeah, not designed runs.
Yeah, they weren't designed runs.
Nobody's open, let me run. Yeah. And they moved the chains a lot doing that.
That's how he kept the drive alive a lot. Yep.
So I feel like last year, while they would have much rather had scheduled plays as opposed to a lot of the off-schedule plays because the head coach talked about it. Mm-hmm. At the same time, they realized that was how, like, part of the offense was that's how they were. So it's the internal battle of development, doing what you want to do and executing the way and trying to win games.
Yeah.
Right? So you wonder how long. Last year, you had said this yesterday. Last year, it felt like they went as long as they could go, sacrificing your best chance to win games in trying to develop the passing game. I don't know if they do that this year.
Nah.
I don't know if they do that this
year. Nah, more pressure. This team needs to be in the playoffs. Everybody expects them to be in the playoffs. So I would imagine they're going to do what they think needs to be done to win games.
Right.
And so they're not, I don't think they're going to force the passing game if it's a detriment to them and they can't win that way. I think they resort back to running sooner than later, if that's the case. Because you got to win these games.
Yeah.
It's a light schedule, and they can't afford to let games get away from them when this whole division is basically playing the 4 easiest schedules in the NFL. Because last year, the whole division was bad except for the Cowboys. And that's why the Eagles were able to sneak into the playoffs late in the year, because the other teams weren't any good.
Right.
The other teams weren't any good. Washington will be a little bit better this year, and I think the Giants – won't be as easy of a victory as it's been in years past.
And they could beat the Eagles even when they're not a good team.
Exactly. They got us last year.
No,
yeah.
it is.
Oh, you're right.
It's not going to be easy. Jack Fritz, the over-under, is set at 9.5. How do you view this Eagles team this year? I think you were under before. Are you over or under?
I'm still right at 9. Like, I just, you know, I'm starting to get nervous about this Eagles season. You know, I was excited and wanted to see what A.J. Brown would do, but I don't know if I can trust the guy that's getting the ball to A.J. Brown. You know, you hear every report out of camps of defense dominating this, defense dominating that. Well, I don't like hearing that out of my training camp, especially with second year in an offense, back-to-back coordinators for the first time since his dad in high school, and they're not moving the ball very well. Maybe it's early in camp stuff. Maybe by week 2, week 3, they'll open it up and they'll figure it out. They'll be moving the ball down the field, but I just kind of feel like we're going to be the same kind of thing as last year. I think teams will have a whole offseason to adjust. And I actually don't believe the schedule's as easy now as we go through it as it was the first time it came out. Like, there's some tricky games in there.
Oh, yeah.
So, you know, I'm starting to get nervous about this Eagles season, and I wasn't, frankly, feeling that way a little bit ago.
Well, those first two games are tricky. I mean, Detroit on the road a team that, you know, they felt like they were just this close last year, and they were in a lot of those games. So they come back the following year feeling like they were better than their record showed.
Yep.
And now they're out to prove something. They want to get their season off to a good start. I worry about that game. And then I worry about Minnesota. Minnesota is one of those tricky teams. Kirk Cousins is one of those quarterbacks that going into a game, you never are afraid of him. And then you look up, he's throwing for 335 yards.
Yep.
Because you got Justin Jefferson, Adam Thielen, and Dalvin Cook over there on offense. So you got players in that Minnesota game. It's going to be a tricky game. The first home game, national TV, Monday Night Football. So I worry about us with those games being able to – don't overlook those teams. Those aren't automatic wins. And then, not to mention, the third game is in Washington.
Right.
You think that dude's not going to be ready to play that game and looking to win that game? So you got that. I forget the fourth game's not even easy. I don't remember who it is. No, the fourth game is Doug.
Fourth game's Doug.
That is easy.
That's an easy win. Dallas is
I'm not the smartest guy.
Yeah.
And Dallas, if you look at their schedule, they could be 3-2 with that game being a swing game of 3-3 or 4-2.
And I'm tired of the Cowboys basically licking their chops when they see us
killing us
coming up next on the schedule.
Yeah, it's interesting what you bring up with the Vikings, because this could be like Kirk Cousins, one of these guys where if you keep him clean and you have a good game plan, you could be down 24-7 in the third quarter. Remember the Jared Goff game with the Rams?
Yep.
Like, that was just Sean McVay. We know what Jared Goff
is. He completed, like, the first 13 passes.
They sliced and diced, and the Eagles were like, what the hell's going on here?
Yeah.
That's one of those games where Cousins could come out, and you could be like, holy crap, what the hell just happened? And then late, you're back in the game late, but still, that's not an easy game.
Because they got the skill position, guys.
Man.
I mean, they got the weapons over there.
They do. All right, today's show from Chickies and Pete's. Football season is almost here. That means the return of the Brandon Graham Show and the Players Lounge every Monday live from Chickies in South Philly. By the way, the return of Marks and Reese on Mondays as well.
How about that?
So you have Victory Monday with Marks and Reese, 2 o'clock.
Or
Brandon Graham Show at 6.
Or we get Happy Monday.
Happy Monday.
Yeah. Which will make Monday almost, no, not palatable. But at least I'll get a laugh out of it.
Yeah.
So that's it. If the Eagles lose a game, that's what we come out with.
Especially with the defense. If it's defense's fault, that's what we get.
Okay. All right, 215-592-9494. It's Marks and Reese. We're live at Chickies and Pete's. This is a Football Friday, damn it. I'm calling it. 215-592-9494. If you're going down to the Phillies tonight, it is alumni weekend. A lot of Phillies fans already in the house. Stop by, say hello. 215-592-9494. But we had an early look at how many wins you thought, the over-under. It's still sitting there at 9-5, or 9.5. Are you looking before the first preseason game, over or under? I comfortably over.
Yeah.
9.5.
Yeah.
I'm with Jack. I just think year to year, and this is the one thing that I'm fascinated to see what the rest of the league does. The adjustment they make on the Eagles and what the Eagles did last year and the success they had. I'm curious to see what the defenses do. And this has nothing to do with Jalen Hurts. What does Nick Sirianni and Shane Steichen do?
Yeah.
What is their response to it, right? Didn't look like they had much of a response in that playoff game to what the Bucs threw at them.
And you played Detroit last year, so they got a chance to see your running game up close and personal.
Revenge factor, too. Wasn't that game a blowout?
44-6, something like that. That was such a bad game. I mean, for Detroit, it was a good, great game for us, but it was a bunch of running. I think Jalen threw the ball like 11 times
right,
in that
yes.
game. Yeah.
I picked the Lions win, I believe, that week.
Yeah, that was after that Raiders game. I think a lot of people picked the Lions that week.
Yeah. It was after the Raiders game. You're right. 215-592-9494. We'll start off with Kim in South Philly. We always take phone calls in this first segment. Kimmy, how are you?
Hey.
What's up, Kim?
What's up, Kim? All righty.
Kim, are you there? Hello. I hope we're not having phone issues already right off the top. All right. Well, we'll try to check on that to see if we can get Kim back and get to the phones here. Let's go to Ruben. Let's try Ruben in Germantown. Ruben, go ahead. How are you?
What's going on? I'm upset, man. I'm frustrated because I feel like we just throwing Jalen Hurts in the trash. Like, I don't want to say it. There's no confidence. Like, I hear everybody's opinion, but then what's a really good quarterback? Who right now in the draft of next year that's going to be better than Jalen Hurts that we could possibly get? Like, this man, this is his first, this is his second season having an offense that he's had without changing the offensive coordinator.
This
or
is
coach.
The new. This is the rookie season. This is what everybody's going to say this year. It's the second year. No, you're right. It's the second year he's had the same offensive coordinator. I'm just hearing that a lot this year.
But I get this. This is the thing. I didn't hear that with Josh Allen. That's what I'm saying. Everybody, nobody was one to throw him in the trash. Their excuses was he don't have no weapons. Now he got the weapons. He became this elite quarterback. So why not give Jalen Hurts a chance? Now he has weapons. How can you grade him off of his past of what he had? He had nothing.
Well, we're predicting.
He has all the weapons now. But for y'all to just throw him in the trash, that's absurd.
Yeah, but Ruben, who's throwing him in the trash, right? Like we're – I don't know if you're speaking about just in general or – like I said 9 wins. I think
that's throwing him in the trash.
No, throwing him in the trash is saying this guy sucks and they're going to win 6 games. I don't believe that.
Bum.
Yeah, like Chuck.
Yeah,
nine
wins is kind of throwing him in the trash.
Well, for you lunatics it is.
If it was any other quarterback, y'all wouldn't be saying 9 wins with this team. Y'all would be saying, I'm going 11. But y'all only saying 9. Basically what y'all saying is it's all Hurts. I can't be sold on the Eagles. Not that he had good defense. Not that he got weapons.
No, you're
I'm
right.
Just not sold on Hurts.
Ruben, to your point, if there was a different quarterback here, we'd be talking about the Super Bowl, which we're not doing. And you're right. That's primarily based on the quarterback. You're right. Yep.
I'm going to end on this note.
Yeah.
And again, Josh Allen is good. But let's not forget, he didn't become this elite quarterback until Stephon Diggs got there. That's
right.
All I'm saying.
Yeah.
All right. So you expect a Josh Allen jump this year, Ruben?
Give him his flowers the same way y'all give it to Jalen Hurts. Because at the end of the day,
when he does it, Ruben, then we will. But he has to do it. People weren't saying that Josh Allen was going to take the Josh Allen jump before he took the Josh Allen jump. People were saying, like, damn, this guy's raw. He's never going to figure it out. Right, people saw the talent, and they saw the running ability and things like that, but no one thought he was going to be a refined passer that year, but he did it.
Yep.
So if Jalen Hurts does that, you're going to get people that are saying, like, damn, look at that progress. Then people are going to be saying that this quarterback made the Jalen Hurts jump.
Yeah, it'll become the it'll move from the Josh Allen jump to the Jalen Hurts jump. Yep.
But he needs to do it. But Ruben's right that we'd be talking differently if we had different expectations about this quarterback. But I also think you have to have realistic expectations of the quarterback.
Well, I mean, listen, I got him at 12-5, and I don't necessarily need Jalen to throw for 5,000 yards in order to get to 12-5. But he has to be a better thrower of the football than he was last year. I mean, it's just as simple as that. But he doesn't have to necessarily throw for 40 touchdowns and 5,000 yards. I don't need him to do that. But he has to be able to throw the ball when teams are expecting him to throw the ball. You know, it can't always be play action, surprise pass, and you catch the defense by surprise when you're throwing the ball. I mean, the top quarterbacks in this league, when the defense knows what's coming at them as far as a run or a pass, when it's a pass, the quarterbacks, they still get the job done. Now, granted, yes, you need skilled position guys out there to get open and make plays for you like a lot of those top quarterbacks have. Well, now Jalen has that. Like, that's not an excuse anymore.
No.
Like, there is top skill position guys there now.
Yeah, and I'm glad the Eagles made, because they made that mistake with Carson. The year that the Bills improved, mm-hmm. the Cardinals also, DeAndre Hopkins, like, these teams made moves to give them a wide receiver.
Meanwhile, took Jalen Reagor.
Carson came back with a
bunch of Alshon Jeffrey and two games D-Jack.
Oh, yeah, that's right, D-Jack.
You don't even remember D-Jack
no,
played
that
year.
Wow.
He played like 2 games that year.
Well, his first game was electric.
Well, no, I'm talking about the next year. The 2020 season, he only played like 2 games that year.
But that was the first game was – so he played two games
no,
in
No, he played five the first year.
And remember? Then the second year
then
he couldn't.
The second year, he played early. Then we didn't see him for the whole year. Then we saw him at the end of the year against the Cowboys. He scored a touchdown and went out of the game
again.
And
he was hurt.
Yeah, he got hurt on the flip.
He got his patented, 65-yard touchdown against the Cowboys.
Yeah,
and
then promptly went out the game.
It was a blur.
Yeah.
It was a blur.
Yeah, that D-Jack return didn't work out like we thought it was going to work out.
It did not. I still remember being excited live live doing the broadcast up in Horsham.
Yep. What was that, McGurk's?
McGurk's, up in Horsham, which was fun. All right, 215-592-9494.
Uncle Merle called out Elliot.
Yeah, Uncle Merle said, Elliot, Aren't you the one that had the story about Deshaun Jackson?
I almost broke a blood vessel listening to Elliot.
And poor Elliot was on that IKEA desk up in the air. Remember that? And he was like,
he didn't want to answer. Yes. He didn't want to answer. Yes.
Oh, that was awesome.
Yeah, that was him.
215-592-9494. We're also on the show today. We're going to make our announcement about the Marks and Reese Fantasy Football League.
Uh-oh.
This year. So coming up.
It's tough to get in that league, man.
Yeah. Oh, God. I'm still hearing about it, Jack.
I know. People were not happy they weren't invited in last year.
Yep.
Well, we invited in some scrubs, and they didn't win any games.
Like Chuck.
Yeah, like Chuck. Football fantasy himself.
So Chuck was the first member of the league not to win a game,
yeah.
I believe. Yeah, Chuck.
Call it the Wanda,
yeah.
But it's now the Chuck Award.
Now the Chuck Award.
Yeah, well, Wanda won a game, didn't she?
The second time, yes.
The second time, yeah.
Yes.
Last year. 215-592-9494. So coming up, 3 o'clock hour, we're going to have Elliot on for camp observations. No practice today, but there's plenty to go over from this week. We'll throw it out there, what we're thinking this week and when we're going to start doing it. 215-592-9494. But we go to your phone calls coming up next. Where are you at? Is this a double-digit win season for the Eagles? Are they over or are they under? Are you starting to get a little bit of nerves in you about this Eagles season? Get in now. 215-592-9494. Today's show, live from Chickies and Pete's. Book your fantasy football draft parties. Details at chickiesandpetes.com. Back after this. Don't go anywhere.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
All right, Marks and Reese, we are back live from Chickies and Pete's, South Philadelphia. That's right. Let Chickies cater your next party. Have the Crab Fry Express food truck. Wow, your guests. Details online, chickiesandpete's.com. Mike Schmidt coming up at 4 o'clock. Elliot's going to join us at 3 o'clock. Fantasy football announcement after Elliot in the 3 o'clock hour. Twitter questions today brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Mark's Jewelers in Montgomeryville on Route 309. If you're getting engaged, Mark's Jewelers is the place to go. No Philly sales tax. Plenty of free parking. Visit Mark's Jewelers, Mark's-Jewelers.com. Over, under. Over 9.5, under 9.5 for the Eagles. Let me cast my secret vote. I'm not going to tell you what I voted. 80%, I say over. It's about where
80%?
I expect. 80%? Yep. Yep. Yep, yep, yep. 10 will get you. Does 10 get you to the division? Or is that like a tiebreaker? 10?
Yeah, I think you need 11 to win the division.
I agree.
I think you do. Only because, like I said, the whole division is playing the easiest schedule, right? The whole division is playing the AFC South. So you'd have to imagine, even with Dallas not being as good as they've been in the past, they're probably going to still get 10 wins.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I agree. The real wild card to me is Washington.
Yeah, yeah.
Right? Like, are they a 7-win team or are they a 9 or a 10-win team?
Right.
And it wouldn't surprise me if they're a 9 or a 10-win team.
Yeah.
You know, that one jump where, and I know Carson, at least I think Carson hasn't been great in camp so far, but having an actual quarterback that it's like these guys are like, wow, like this dude's got legit arm. He can make every throw. So sometimes you get that bump for that 1 year.
Oh, yeah.
Out of that.
Oh, yeah.
So we will see. Let's go to Yoshi.
Hell, I think they won 7 last year.
Did they win 7 last year?
Yeah, I think so.
And that was with Heineke and Garrett Gilbert or whatever his name was.
I think they
won
6 or 7 last year.
Yeah, they weren't horrible. They weren't horrible last year. Well, Yoshi in Brewerytown. Yoshi!
What up, Jack? I mean, John.
Yosh!
What up, Yosh?
How y'all doing today, baby? It's Friday.
Friday.
Yes, it is.
Hey, man. Jay, I'm gonna let everybody go and say what they're gonna say. I told Jack I'm dubbing myself Big Brother. You know, I come in, what's they beat Coke cats up for Jalen. But then if he mess up around about 8th game of the season, I'm gonna look at him and say, you stupid. You keep letting them beat you up. Hey, man, I believe, hey, real, ain't nobody gonna give Jalen no props until around about week 8 anyway because of the schedule. I mean, we only play 3 legitimate defenses that we know of right now from last year.
Right.
What they until week 8, because who we play? We play the Cardinals, Pittsburgh. I mean, you can throw Minnesota in there and, you know, see whatever Dallas do, like that. I mean, you don't get no points until after Pittsburgh or right before Pittsburgh game. So, and I believe, everything going on in camp right now. I just got this real good feeling that once them lights come on, they gonna look something nice. They gonna look something nice because, man, we do have a more legitimate offense, even though we only got one piece in the offseason for real. And I don't think that they're that cocky believing that they can run the ball like they did last year. That's why we're saying they really trying to pass that ball. And I think it's going to – I feel like it's going to click when that season starts. And, John, I love you. Before you start screaming at me because of something I said, I love you. If we want to go back to the – if we want to still touch on wrestling from last week, remember Dr. Love or whatever his name was? He used to look at the camera. I love
Brother
you.
Love, yes. Brother Love.
Brother Love. So let that sink in, John. One more time. I love you. Now, so you don't scream at me about nothing. And one more thing, because I don't know if it's going to work or not, but being as though I lost to a host last year, and y'all see I'm a very good player, I'm putting my bid in. I think being as though I lost to a host in the championship, and I beat a host to get to the host, I should be in the family.
They're really starting to go after Ike Reese now.
That's a good argument.
Yeah, Yosh. Listen, man. You know you're. If you're not the favorite, you're one of my top favorites here. You know that. It's gonna be tough to keep you out.
Hey, I'm your number 4 favorite. I'm Jack number 5. I'm number 4 with you. I don't know what I am with Ike, but I know that brother loves me.
I know he's up.
You're an Ike's top 20.
Right.
Yeah, you know, I don't like to rank him.
No, Ike has 20 callers in his top five.
Yes, I do.
And we allow it.
I take that. We don't pin him down. We were born in Carolina, and we moved up here, West Maine, about 3 hours away from each other. What Ohio and Pennsylvania? Three hours away.
Yeah, it's close enough.
We got the same age. You my people's boy.
We're not asking for lobbying yet, Yoshi.
Hey, my family always asking me for money too, Ike. Hey, we in the same boat. So that's my man. Y'all have a great weekend. Stay hydrated when you ain't in that AC, baby.
All right, Yoshi.
All right, brother.
We're already getting the lobbying.
Yeah, which happens.
Yeah, it does. It does.
Mention fantasy football, the league. Everyone's like, you know, trying to get in early.
Right. No, so what?
Meanwhile, it's a 3-week process here.
Yeah. Holy cow, man! Yeah, we're gonna need to have. And I tried to say, well, maybe we have a AAA for the guys that didn't get in. We have a league, and Jack's like, no, I'm not doing that. I put up enough with the regular league.
Yeah, I was gonna say, I know he's not done.
No,
commissioning two leagues.
We need a minor league system.
So let's get Dan Wilson in charge. Just a couple of
minor league. He'll have Herb in that league. Herb's the commissioner or whoever.
All right, Kim in South Philly. Is this the Kim that was on the morning show with you earlier in the week, Kim?
Yep, this is Kim that was on yesterday.
Miss Kim.
Oh, what's up, Kim?
Hey, how you doing?
I didn't know that was you. What's happening?
Yeah, that was me.
Yep.
What's up, Kim?
I just called to say that, you know, the behavior that I exhibited yesterday was really nice in the sense that when I walked into the tent, he told people, just give me a few seconds. I want to get something to eat. Mm-hmm. But people continue to come up to him. Was he rude? Did he ignore these people? No, he did not. Yep. Instead, he put his fork down, signed the autographs for the people, took the selfies, and conducted himself in a nice manner.
Thank goodness for Ike Reese.
As always.
Thank you, Kim. I appreciate that. Yep.
You know, so a lot of celebrities get bad rap for the stuff that they do with their behavior and stuff like that because Howard Eskin wasn't too nice. But, hey, I expect that from him.
Did he big time you, Kim, or he just was dismissive?
Oh, yeah, he definitely big time people. But, you know, you're walking past and people go, oh, hey, look, that's Howard Eskin. And I said, hey, riding with the king. You think he...
Didn't acknowledge it.
Stuck a finger out, do anything.
So he said nothing?
Nothing.
Well.
Hey, I don't know.
Oh, come on, man.
Fitzy Kim, a lot of, like, he's just so used to it. Everybody has
King.
Something to say. Yeah, I mean, it'd be nice to say hi to you, Kim, but, you know.
No,
he could have said hi, Kim.
Yeah.
He could even did the finger. You know, he could have just pointed, like, hey.
Right, yeah, I hear you. Got you. Yep, I got you.
Yep. All right, Kim. Well, thanks for clarifying.
You and your son, thank you. And I hope he had it. Did he get a chance to meet AJ yesterday or get a picture of him?
No, because the lady blocked us. I'm from Georgia, so he was trying to see N'Kobe Dean and Jordan Davis.
Okay. Well, couldn't miss Jordan Davis, that's for sure.
Yeah, it's tough. It'd be tough.
Yeah. That dude was the biggest dude on the field.
All right, Kim, appreciate it.
He's the biggest dude on the field, man. He come walking out there to practice. I'm like, yep, there's Jordan. Yeah, you can't miss him.
But he's the biggest guy on the field that has a big smile on his face, right?
Yeah, oh, yeah. Yeah, I hope he plays with an attitude. You know, we got some friendly giants on our team. You know,
Jordan
they play
Milano's
well. Yeah,
happy.
These guys like to sing, and Jordan Davis loves to sing, too. Okay, well, I just need you to sing until somebody, you slam them on the head. Yeah, slam them on their
Till Sunday
head.
At 1 o'clock.
Yeah, exactly. I don't care. Yeah, you could be nice in the talent show or what have you. We get out there Sunday. I need you to be mad.
Right.
Yeah.
Now, it was refreshing that Milano turned into be a good player. You know, because there was the singing and him and Samalu and Vitae.
Here's the funny thing about Jordan, right, my lotter. He's still a nice player, though. Like, he's still Mr. Nice Guy. Like, I don't see him out there like Eric Williams, the old Dallas Cowboys left tackle. He used to be out there smashing
Nastiest guy on the field.
He wanted to beat you up and everything out there on the field. Jordan Mailata, it doesn't affect how good he is out there. You know what I mean? So I wouldn't mind seeing a little more Runyon in him. He doesn't have that John Runyon type of personality.
Yeah, Milano's not going to guide your eyes out when you're on the bottom of the pile.
Yeah, he's going to help you up.
Yeah, he might.
He's going to pancake you. He'll pancake you and then say, here, let me help you up.
And Jordan Davis is really, like, I think between, like, the reaction from the show was, well, you're taking a nose tackle and you traded up to get a nose tackle. But, man, he could have an impact his rookie year. He could have a big impact on this defense.
Yeah. I mean, I like him as a person. I still got to see him play in this defense and see what he does. Like, we can like a player, but then if you're not productive, you know, again, we took a nose tackle.
Yeah.
Like, when you take a D tackle, you want sacks. I still don't know if he's a great pass rusher.
Does it seem like that they don't expect him to be, especially early?
Oh, I'm sure.
Yeah.
That's why they took – they know it.
Yeah.
Yeah, what, did he have a career 3 sacks at Georgia? Like, he didn't have a bunch of sacks in Georgia.
I just wonder, did they –
I think they got him to be a run stopper.
Yeah. Eat up blocks and do everything
That's
else.
That's why I think they – I mean, we're running a 3-4, and they know they needed a big guy in the middle. He's the biggest guy in the draft. I understood now because they run a 3-4. In the beginning, I'm thinking they're running a 4-3 defense. Why are we taking a nose tackle in a 4-3 defense?
Because they don't want to run a
– They're not running a 4-3 defense. They're running a 3-4.
Right.
So, I mean, we just have to have realistic expectations about what he is. He's going to be a great run-stuffing nose tackle. I don't know how many sacks he's going to get.
Don't look for the
sacks. Yeah, I don't know how many sacks he's going to get.
Right.
Yeah.
Go to Jerry in Douglasville, Pennsylvania. Jerry, go ahead. How are you?
Hey, guys. Hey, I think we're going to be on the over, and I think just because of the linebackers. I mean, they're so much better than we've ever had in the last probably 15 years. I mean, no Alex Singleton is going to be a plus. He got killed over the middle last year.
True.
Yeah.
But my question to is really for Ike.
Okay.
So when we had that secondary, Lito, Sheldon, Dahl, Al Harris, Asante, all those guys,
yeah.
I mean, was McNabb carving them up in practice?
No.
I mean, right. So, I mean, arguably, besides, I mean, Sheldon and Lito, Slay and Bradbury might be equal or better than that.
Yeah.
I mean, so,
we
expect him to go out there and just carve them up. I mean, that's unrealistic. I mean, he's, you know, it doesn't make any sense.
Let me ask you this, Jerry. Who do you think had better weapons? Donovan when he was going up against some of those guys or Jalen Hurts?
I mean, Donovan, absolutely, but
no.
I just proved the point that the corners are better.
No, he didn't. Donovan didn't have better weapons.
I'm sorry. He has Hurts has better weapons right now.
Yeah,
he's got one better weapon. I mean, Devontae really didn't do anything yet. I mean, come on, you know. I mean,
Devontae or James Thrash, Devontae or Todd Pinkston, Devontae or Torrance Small, Devontae or Charles Johnson, Devontae or
anybody besides T.O.
right now.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I mean, you know, I mean, I'm just saying, we have Westbrook back there, too. I mean, it's not like he's out there killing those guys.
But Jerry, no, I see, like, and this is from my perspective. I'm not looking for the greatest. But that's not true. I'm not looking for the greatest show on turf from Jalen Hurts and the Eagles offense in training camp. I'm looking for a sign that there's going to be a jump from last year to this year. They added to the offense. And it may come, but I'm not seeing that in training camp. And don't give me this crap about I don't like him. I'm saying they're going to win 9 games. Does that mean I have a realistic expectation about Jalen Hurts? I don't like him. Like, dude, you need to get out of your feelings. You Jalen Hurts people need to get out of your feelings.
Uh-oh.
Like, I can't even take a damn picture with him and put it on Instagram. Oh, you shouldn't be allowed to take a picture with Jalen Hurts. You hate him. Like, oh, would you get out of your feelings? Is this in high school?
Did people really say that?
Oh, people were so
mad.
People are so mad. I saw him. So mad. And I had to not look at the comments because I don't want to fight with people on Instagram. It's not my style. I do it on the air. I do it real time.
It really is unbelievable, though. Like, you know, the whole Hurts thing. Like, he's fine. He's Alex Smith. He's a bridge quarterback. Why is that so hard?
We don't want to hear Alex Smith. Nobody wants to hear that.
But why? Why is it so hard to admit?
Yeah, because we should be forced to admit that right now.
Because they don't
oh, my God. There's no star. There's no star. He's fine.
You don't know that.
Yeah, we do. Yeah, we do. We know it.
See, Jack is on. I'm not there with Jack yet, but that's what. But that's what I believe because he still gets the season to prove it.
Well, hold
on. What?
Yeah, both of you guys are riding a motorcycle and a little carriage on the side.
Yes,
both of y'all. Yeah, that's how y'all.
And then you drop the deuce on them.
That's how y'all riding around right now.
Yes,
both of y'all.
Who's in the Angelo cart? I will not be in the Angelo cart.
Oh my God!
Well, John's the only one who can fit in there.
Get it? That's true.
Sidecar.
I did put on 6 pounds in a week that I was away.
Wow, that's good. That's good vacationing right there.
A lot of seafood.
It's good eating.
Yeah. A lot of city food, man. Boardwalk pizza, boardwalk fries, ice cream, the Coors Brothers ice cream, the swirl. Had three nights of seafood.
Oh, there you go.
Hey, double entree, coconut shrimp, and then the deviled crab cakes.
Oh, man, y'all was living it up down there.
Because it comes
man.
With two sides. So that means I had double sides. I had four sides total, and then I had the double entree, and I didn't save it. I ate it.
And the Reese's, we pack lunches when we go on vacation, man.
Well, I mean, we spent $1,000 at the grocery store between all the families.
The Reese's, we go to the grocery store when we get there. Hey, man, we're shopping for food to cook.
But see, that's the problem is we do that as well, but then we don't eat it.
Don't eat it,
yes. We spent our time out. Went to a steakhouse in Atlantic City, which was great.
Oh, look at you, big spender.
That's what I'm saying, man.
Hey, Jonathan.
Yeah, you got to enjoy.
Yeah,
got to go out.
Steakhouse in AC, did you run any tables down
there?
Yeah,
I was going to say, you hit the crab
table? High roller?
Well, my brother-in-law is a high roller. He lives out in Vegas, so he's pitching he plays high-limit slots, which is, like, insane to me.
How do you play high-limit slots? Like, is there different slot machines?
Yeah, you pay $50 a spin.
Ooh, Lord.
That's a high-limit slot.
Yeah, I'm not doing that.
I'm not doing $1 a spin.
I don't even pay 50 cents a spin. Yeah.
I'm out.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I'm out. No, I work too hard for my money.
Yeah, slots are stupid, too, man. So, I mean, let's face it, man.
What fun is it?
Yeah, just hitting a button. Yeah, you don't even pull a lever anymore.
They just push buttons now. It doesn't even feel real.
Yeah, I'm out.
No, it really is. It's just like the only itch is whether you win or not. You win or you lose. There's no fun in doing it.
It reminds me of the days I used to take my mother to the casino where she could sit there for hours. Damn bucket next to her.
Yeah.
Bucket of nickels or whatever it is.
And like they're there for pulling the lever.
Man,
and, yeah.
She's going to warm that machine up. Don't try to get on it if she has to go to the bathroom or something. Yeah.
That seat remains warm, buddy.
Yes. She would walk around and actually put her hands on machines to see how long if somebody had been playing it for a while, because she knows a hit is coming up soon if you've been playing it for a while.
And that's the other thing, the tricks that the slot players have.
Oh, she was all on it, man. All on it.
Mm.
Yeah.
Let's go to Al.
Machines, man.
Yeah, so you're not a slot guy.
Nope.
Jack, you like the slots?
I'm blackjack and that's it, really. That's
I like roulette.
I like to play is blackjack. I'll play roulette sometimes.
Just because it's fun.
Yeah.
But blackjack is when I get serious.
Yeah, man. I'm locked in.
Yeah, the roulette is
Hit
when
me.
You know when I play roulette?
Don't be at the table and don't know how to play.
I know.
We're all going to be mad as hell.
Oh, I'll leave.
Like, man, if you don't get up.
Yeah, I'll leave.
Yeah, or either I'm leaving. Yep.
Yep.
My problem with blackjack is I'm strictly a gut guy.
Oh, see, you're the guy.
The guy I want to get up from the table.
No, yeah, like if I'm at 14, I'm like, I don't know. This might be the time I get a 7.
Jack, you have to take the hit for the table.
Oh, right. No, I
don't
do anything
for the table. You got to play by the book. No. You got to play by the book. Otherwise, don't play.
It's all about me on the blackjack table.
Oh, then we wouldn't be –
Yeah.
We wouldn't get along.
Yeah. He's one of those dudes everybody at the table's mad at.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, if you're sitting anchor, you're the last guy. Because I've seen it happen so many times. You have a 16. Mm-hmm. The dealer's showing a face card. You have to take that hit, even though you're probably going to bust.
Yep.
And you stay. And it costs the whole table. Happens all. I still remember it. Happens so many times to me. Al in Northeast Philly. Hi, Al. How are you?
Hey, how's it going, fellas?
What's up, Big Al?
What's up, Al?
Hey, I got 10 wins despite a hurt. I'm with you, Johnny Mark. The only reason why I'm not killing hurt is because he does everything else right.
Yeah.
You know, and I just need him to throw the ball. He's got a rag arm. He can't throw people open. But I we increased our defense so much. We have one of the best offensive lines. I see us just running this ball and controlling the game clock, controlling everything. Get one turnover from the defense, and I still see us just fight him winning 10 games.
Well, first, I don't think he has a rag arm. Let me get that out of the way first.
No, his arm.
It's a lot of that going around. I don't think he has a rag arm. Is it one of the strongest in the league? No, that's obvious that it's not. But it's more than adequate as far as throwing most of the routes. There's that opposite hash route that you want him to be able to hit that out route on. That ball doesn't get there fast enough, so you almost have to throw it with anticipation, which he is – improving at that, right? He's improving at throwing with anticipation, or he should be improving with that. Let me put it that way. He should be improving in that area, which it will help him out with those types of passes. But the ones where you want the deep ball, He just has to be able to let that thing go when he hits his back foot. Like the one he threw to Quez Watkins, what was that, the 49ers game?
Where he got caught?
Yeah, and he got caught. When Jalen hit his back foot, he was ready to throw and let the ball go.
Yeah.
And that's what he has to be able to do. And that's what he did. He let that go 45, 50 yards.
It was a good throw.
In the air with no problem and dropped it on a dime. Quez is supposed to be the fastest guy in the NFL. He got caught at like the 5-yard line, 4-yard line, and we didn't even score a field goal out of it. We didn't get anything out of that. That was unbelievable. We didn't even, did we go for it on fourth down or something?
Yeah, I think so.
I think we went for it on fourth down and didn't get in.
I think Ronnie Brown came in and they tried to throw it.
They went for it on fourth and didn't get, like a 90-some yard play.
And they didn't get points.
And we didn't get points out of it. That's unheard of.
Yeah, yeah.
No. Now, see, that's the type of stuff that was happening in the first half of the season last year.
Yep. It was so hard for them to
man,
score
Man, they couldn't
points.
Close out drives.
No,
how many 12-play drives ended up in a with a field goal?
A lot. No, and the fact because the other offenses were scoring so quick, and then the Eagles would get the ball, and God, you had to work so hard just to get the ball down the field. But
had to matriculate.
Yeah, there was matriculation for sure. But as far as Jalen, he doesn't have a water pistol arm like that. No. That's not fair. He like the arm is adequate. The arm's adequate. It's more about getting it out early, throwing with anticipation, growing as a passer. Like these are all the things that I'd like to see this year. I know he's not going to be a finished product. I'm not looking for a prolific passer. I'm not looking for a top five arm, 5,000 yards, whatever. I have realistic expectations. I just need to see improvement. Mm-hmm. And, like, I would like to see some improvement early in camp this year, and that's just not the reports. We'll talk to Elliot coming up at 3 o'clock about it. Ruben Frank had put out the other day that he gives him a solid B, Jalen Hurts, and there's people that are making something out of nothing with his performance. Mm. We'll ask Elliot to honestly grade what he's seen from Jalen Hurts so far in camp.
Yeah.
Let's go to Chuck in Mount Airy. Chuck, yesterday, Ike, really angered some people.
He started the show off for us yesterday.
He did.
It's the first caller.
It's nice when people are calling in to rip Chuck. Chuck, did you hear people criticizing you after your call yesterday?
Hey, listen, don't shoot the messenger, man. Don't be mad at me because your guy can happen. I mean, listen, if his ass would stay out the gym, then lifting 600 pounds and work on his mechanics, he'd probably be a better quarterback. You know what I'm saying? Like I said, don't get mad at me because your guy can't hack it. See, people like Jalen Hurts for all the wrong reasons. You know, he walks around, he's cool, got these little sides, little stupid family that he got. You know what I mean? He got an earring in his hair. You know what I mean? He can deadlift 600 pounds. I don't care about none of that. I care about my offense looking good on the football field. I care about my quarterback distributing the football to the skilled guys, the guys that can get in the end zone, get the ball to those guys like a point guard. That's what I care about. I don't care about what he's deadlifting, and I don't care about who his favorite basketball player is. I care about none of that. I don't like a guy because of that. I like a guy that can play quarterback in the NFL.
So you're reacting strictly to our interview.
Yeah, was that a shot at me?
No, I'm not. No, listen. You guys were doing what you're supposed to do. You know what I mean? You were pandering up to
folks. We weren't pandering. Those are great questions.
Hey, listen. You guys didn't ask none of the tough questions. I wish I would have interviewed him.
Hell no.
You went up there. You went to L.A. and you worked out with this guy on Arizona weather, and you still come back with these same mechanics. I would have chewed him
out.
Yeah,
but Chuck, you already said at the beginning of the call he didn't work on his mechanics, but this isn't true. Whether or not you're seeing results, I don't think you can judge that yet. But he was working. It's not like he was just doing squats all offseason and he wasn't working. He was working.
He wasn't working hard enough because I don't see. Listen, I've been hearing some negative stuff coming out of the camp. Let me tell you something real quick, right? This is the thing, right? This guy still looks the same from last year. You know what I mean? Let me ask you this, right? You had a call on there just now, and this guy said Devontae Smith ain't really do nothing. Well, maybe if Devontae Smith had a quarterback that could get him the ball and stride, because I've seen Devontae Smith be open multiple times and be missed.
He's almost always open.
But listen, the guy runs smooth routes,
yep,
and people can't stay in front of him, man. I know he's frustrated as hell now. A.J. Brown here, and I'm hearing that camp, he's getting 22 targets to Devontae's 11. You know what I mean? It's still, he's not spreading the ball around. He's a one-trick pony. You look at one receiver, and he don't look at everybody else around him. And that's why the offense looks as stagnant as it does, man.
telling the truth.
I'll tell you what, though. I'm not going to shoot the messenger. I like the fact that he's getting the ball to A.J. Brown. What's wrong with that?
Hey, listen. Hey, here we go, right? Nothing's wrong with that. But you got weapons all over the field now. You got these adequate weapons all over the field now. What makes your offense go? See, what makes Pat Mahomes and the Chiefs so good, right? Can't focus just on Travis Kelce. Can't focus just on Tyreek Hill when he was here. Can't focus on, you know, whoever was coming out of the backfield. They had so many weapons. You got them to everybody involved. Yeah. Josh Allen, get everybody involved. You got your main guy you go to, but you get everybody else involved, and that opens it up for A.J. Brown. Jalen Hurts don't get that yet.
Well, he has a comfort level with A.J. Brown. They're best friends. They work out all the time together. So he feels confident when he throws him the football. I like that.
Saying that, but here's the thing, right? You got to be able to get other guys to football.
They got to get open.
They have.
Right. How the hell would you know they've been open, Chuck? How do you know they've been open?
Because I seen last year they was open. And I know they opened that camp. He's just wanting to get this guy to football because he's his best friend. And he's trying to build a rapport.
Was Ruben talking about you? Maybe Ruben was talking about Chuck.
And he's the best receiver on the team.
Hey, listen, Ruben don't know what he's talking about there, Ken. Ruben, let me tell you about Ruben Frank, right?
Yes, tell me about
it. Ruben Frank is upset right now because people are going against Jalen Hurts. Well, the obvious thing is this. People are reporting what the obvious thing is. The guy can't anticipate throws, and he doesn't throw anybody open, and the guy can't read defenses.
Oh, he can read defenses.
He can't improve it then. Don't just look at one receiver.
All right, Chuck, listen. Chuck, listen, we're already up against it. Thank you.
Gave him a lot of time there.
I did.
Gave him a lot of time there.
215-592-9494. Like, how much is Wade going to get now that
Chuck
got for
him? Yeah, my goodness, yes.
Wade's going to say they didn't struggle to move the ball. Everything's fine.
Of course.
One extreme to the next. 215-592-9494. It's Marks and Reese. Elliot is going to weigh in on this. Ruben Frank did write.
See, Chuck makes me go into defense mode.
Well, I'm even having to defend.
Yeah, he makes me go into defense mode.
I think he made a lot of sense.
Shut up, Jack.
No, but at the same time, like what he's saying is that what Chuck is doing, he's already pronouncing that he hasn't improved. It's like,
oh, he's out on him. He's clearly out on him. He's clearly out. He's out.
Yeah, like I don't necessarily believe that we're going to see the Josh Allen jump this year.
The Josh Allen.
Or actually, I don't believe that at all, but can he make the Jalen jump? We'll see. 215.
How does that look like?
Hopefully it's bigger than I think. It's going to be. Well, there you go. All right, coming up, we'll talk to Elliot. His impressions on camp and how would he grade Jalen so far? That's coming up next. Marks and Reese on 94 WIP. Hey, listen, it's all about windows and doors for a second. It's finally time to crank up the AC. Man, it's been time to crank up the AC. It's hot as hell out. So to keep your home cooling more efficiently and save on high energy bills, go Guida. Finally replace your old drafty inefficient windows and doors with my good friends at Guida Door and Window. Right now, this is the best time of year. I talk about Guida 12 months every single month, every single week. Guida's offering their best discounts of the year, and this is for real. 40% off their big summer sales event going on right now. That's on all expertly installed windows and doors. You'll get 40% off each window you buy. That's right. 40% off all high-performance, energy-efficient triple-pane windows and 40% off any door. That includes insulated entry doors, patio doors, garage doors. And you can get your project started right now, no money down. Paid off interest-free for up to 12 full months. All prior sales are excluded. Minimum purchase is required. Don't let these big discounts pass you by. Go Guida today to schedule a free, no-obligation in-home estimate. 877-GO-GUIDA, 877-GO-GUIDA, or visit them at GoGuida.com. That's GoGuida.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.